Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 14th day of Tevis, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Shishasar, Mishnah Vav. Me'idin la'ur haner la'ur halvana. We can testify the identity of a person who has died, not just by the light of the day, but even by the light of a night, of a candle at night, or by the light of the moon. If that's all the light you have and you can identify that a person has died, that's good enough. Umasin al pi baskel. We can marry off a woman based on a baskel. Now, it does not mean the normal baskel that we understand, a heavenly voice. It means if they hear a voice from a distance, someone has died, even if they didn't see the person who said that voice. So they hear a voice without a person, that can be good enough as well as evidence that the person has died. There's as the story goes soon. Some of Parshim learn the Mishnah means even if they didn't hear the actual voice, but they heard the echo of the voice, one could marry off the woman based on that testimony. Maisa be'echad, there was a story with a man, Sha'amad al-Rosh Ahar, who stood on the top of a mountain, Ba'amar, and he said, Ish ploini ben ploini, mikmakam ploini mais. This man, son of this man, from a certain city, has died. Holcha they went, v'lemotza shamarim, they couldn't find the person there. But, on that basis, v'esius ishta, they married off the woman, the wife of that fellow, based on the voice that they heard. Beshuv maisa be'tzalmin, there was also a story in a city, in the lower Galilee, be'echad she'amar, with a person who said, "Ani ish pleni ben ish pleni, nishachani nachash." A certain man, the son of the certain man, coming from a certain man, have been bitten by a snake, b'hareni ni'arni meis, and I'm going to die. V'holchu, they went up there, and they found him that he had died, but it was impossible to recognize him. The face had changed so much they couldn't recognize him. But on the basis of the words that came out of his mouth from a distance, the Hisius Ishtai, they married off his wife based on what they heard from him. Mishnah Zayin, in the last Mishnah of Masechta Yevamos. Omar Rabbi Akiva said, Kishiyaradati lin hardah l'abir hashana, when I went down to the city of Nerdah to intercalate the year, he did that, that's outside Israel, he did that because it was the time where the Roman persecution had made the Jewish people not being able to practice things in Israel. And one of the things that they were oppressing was the keeping of the Jewish calendar, adding an Adar to the year, to intercalate the year. Motsasi Nechemia Ishbeisteli. I met a man there in Nehardah called Nechemia, the man of Beisteli, who came from Beisteli. Amali, and this man Nechemia said to me, Shamati she'ein masin es ha'isha be'aretz Yisrael al pi'id echad el Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava. I hear that in Israel, they only marry off a woman based, that the only person who says that you can marry off a woman based on one witness is Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava. He's the only one who says that. He's a single person. But the Chachamim basically arguing with him. V'nu meisiloi. And I, said Rabbi Akiva, I said to him, Kein hadvarim. Yes, that's true. All the Chachamim are arguing with Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava. To which Nechemia answered me and said, Tell them in Israel in my name. Emar lehim mishmi. Atem yodim shamdinam shebeshes begyosis. You know that the country is full of terrorists, full of enemies, and troops, and I cannot travel to Eretz Yisrael and say the following, and that is, Mikublani Mirabat Gamliel Hazoken. I have a Kabbalah, a tradition from the Rabban Gamliel the Elder, Shemasin is Ishal Pedachot, that one can marry off a woman based on the testimony of one witness. Please give over this Adas to them, to the people in Israel, in my name. Says Rabbi Akiva, Uchshabasi Ritzes Yahadvarim Lefiram Gamliel. When I came to Israel, back to Israel, and I testified, and I said these words to Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne, that's not Rabbi Gimel Hazoken, this is Rabbi Gamliel much later on. Samach L'dvarai, he was very happy with what I said. V'omar, and he said, Matsonu Chovel Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. We have found a partner for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is not now the only Tana who says that one can marry off a woman based on the testimony of one witness that her husband has died. It's not just Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. We have Ram Gamliel Hazokain who said the same thing. And then, Mitoch HaDvarim, whilst this was discussed during the discussion, Niska Ram Gamliel remembered Shenergu Harugim Betel Arza, that there were people killed in Tel Arza. Behisi Ram Gamliel Hazokin Nishasayim Al Piedachot. And he remembered that indeed Ram Gamliel Hazokin had allowed their wives to be married based on the testimony of one witness only. Behuchsuku, and the halacha now became accepted, Lios Masin Al Piedachot, to marry off a woman based even on the testimony of one witness. And they also had a tradition, or they also became accustomed to allow a woman to be married not just by one witness, but by a witness who hears it from a witness. Normally, you have to hear it from the person who cited, who sought himself. You cannot hear aid me pi aid. Normally, that's not allowed in testimony. One aide can't come to court. An aide can't come to court and say, oh, this is what this one told me, what he saw. You have to see it yourself. But here, when it comes to testifying for the death of a husband, one can even hear it from someone else who saw it. Not only that, mipi avid, but even if an avid, who is normally avid kanani, this means not Jewish avid, you can accept his testimony. Mipi ish, or from the testimony of a woman. Mipi shivcha, from a maidservant, a shivcha, that's a servant, a maidservant who's not Jewish. Even though normally all these are apostle for aedas, they're disqualified from giving testimony. When it comes to testifying for a woman that her husband has died, we rely on their testimony. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Aimrim, Ein Masin Esa Isha Apirachot. These two rabbis argue and they say no. One cannot marry off a woman based on one witness only, even if he's a kosher witness, but you need two Eidim Kesherim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva himself holds, Lo Alpi Isha, V'lo Alpi Eved, V'lo Alpi Shivcha, V'lo Alpi Krovim. He says, no, we will not accept a woman's testimony, or an Eved, or a Shivcha, or relatives. We will not accept their testimony to say that a woman's husband has died. Omer Loi, the Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, Maisa, there was a story, Bivnei Levi, with the children of Levi, Shaholchul Tzair Irat Morim, who went to Tzair, the city of date palms, Bechol Echad Mehem Baderech, and one of them got sick on the road. They took him into an inn, Vechazarosam, and when they came back from Tzair, they said to the innkeeper, the woman innkeeper who was not Jewish. Ayich Avarena, where's our friend, which we left here, the man who was not well? Amar Lahem, she said to them, Mace, he died, Ukvartiv, and I buried him. Visios Ishtai, and they married off his wife, based on the words of this non-Jewish innkeeper woman, who was just talking off the cuff, Masichel Fituma. Amar Lahem, so therefore the Chacham said to Rabbi Kiva, after quoting this story, Veloitahei Kohenes Kapundakis, a kehenes, meaning a woman who is miyuchas, who has Jewish ancestry, etc. Wouldn't she be believed at least as much as a non-Jewish innkeeper, who the chachamim believed? If the chachamim believed a pundakis goya to a non-Jewish innkeeper, how much more, because she was talking just off the cuff, how much more so they should believe an isha yisraelis, a Jewish woman? Amar lahem, Rabbi Kiva said back to them, lichshetehei pundakis nemenes. He said that you think that was the case where the non-Jewish innkeeper is believed based on her words? No way. That story was a different story. That story was supported by something else. Hapundokis hoitziole maklavis amiloi. She produced the stick of the deceased man and the bag of the deceased man, of their friend. And the sevetura shabiyodai. And the sevetura that in his hand. So the Chacham did not believe just the words of the pundokis on them by themselves, but because she produced his personal belongings. So Rabbi Akiva himself didn't agree. Rabbi Akiva therefore held that one cannot believe an Isha or an Eved or a Shivcha. However, he did agree, he does agree, that one aid is trusted. One aid is trusted. So we have a number of different opinions here. We have one opinion ranging from the most lenient opinion, Rabbi Huda ben Bova and Rabbi Gimel HaZaken, that we can marry off a woman based on one aid. And as we said before, they even continue to accept it even from an Eved, an Isha, Shivcha, even a people that are not normally trusted as an aid. Then we have Rabbi Akiva, who holds, yes, Eid Echad, we will allow one woman to get married based on Eid Echad. And then we have the most, but that's all, only one Eid, not from an Eid that's possible, like a woman or a Shivcha or an Eved. And then we have the most strictest opinion, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, who hold that one cannot marry off a woman even on one kosher aid. You need two aidim ksharim. Who's the halacha like? The halacha, however, is like the chachamim, that we are lenient in the testimony for death of a husband because of the takana lagudos of the agunos, and therefore we will trust all those exceptional testimonies, whether it's from a woman or a non-Jewish person, an eved or a shivcha, or Eid Echad, or even Eid Mipi Eid. All these are trusted because when it comes to Naguna, the Chachamim were more lenient. Slick, Masechta Yevamos, that thus completes the Siyum on this Masechta Yevamos.